is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Brazil. I welcome Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. This is the New World Report. And we come to remarks by President Lula da Silva, who is much in the news for his opinions. Last week, you will recall, President Lula da Silva had made the remark that next year's G20, which is meeting in Rio de Janeiro, there's no reason he sees, this is what he said last week, that Vladimir Putin can't attend. Now, Vladimir Putin is not attending nations that are signatories of the International Criminal Court because he's under indictment, or the allegation is that he's a war criminal and permitting war crimes in Ukraine. I learned from Ernesto that Brazil is a signatory of the International Criminal Court. Therefore, the idea of Vladimir Putin coming to Rio de Janeiro and not being troubled by arrest is impossible. However, since then, Lula da Silva has made another remark that's equally puzzling. The headline in Reuters, Brazil's president, Lula da Silva, calls U.S. economic embargo on Cuba illegal, condemns terrorist list label. Ernesto, a very good evening to you. Lula da Silva puzzles me because during his campaign, and he has been elected three times as president, he was deft at choosing his moments to make remarks that were supportive of his program and avoiding controversies. What we call in the United States, he didn't put his foot in his mouth during the campaign. And yet now, twice in 2 weeks, he's made remarks that don't surprise us of his sympathies. But I don't see there was need for him to, one, say Vladimir Putin is welcome in Rio, and two, to say that the U.S. embargo is the problem and that Cuba isn't a terrorist state. Why is he doing this? What is your expectation of his discipline? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So Lula is showing not only where his heart is, which we know, as you said, but where his policies want to take Brazil. I think diplomats, probably my colleagues in Brazil, are having a lot of trouble in explaining that, Brazil is still a neutral country and we want to be allies with the West and allies with the totalitarian bloc at the same time. We want to be equidistant from both, because Lula is not only saying his mind, but I think he's revealing what his real program is, and to an extent that there's no pinning those remarks. So he shows his hypocrisy as well, because regarding the criminal court, the International Criminal Court, because, first of all, it was during his previous administrations that Brazil signed and ratified the Treaty of the Criminal Court, and Brazil inscribed the Criminal Court into the Constitution. So in order to abandon the treaty, Brazil would have to have a constitutional amendment to do that. Over the last 4 years, during the Bolsonaro government, Lula and his people, but Lula himself said, Bolsonaro must be taken to the International Criminal Court for his actions during the pandemic. And now he says, I don't know about the criminal court. So it's very clear that that's how his himself and his party and the left in Brazil work. I mean, it doesn't matter. The principles don't matter. What matters is what benefit to you and what harm that can do to your political enemies. This comes from an old Brazilian political tradition, awful tradition. From at least the 30s in the last century, we had a president which is a kind of an ideological ancestor of Lula, Getúlio Vargas, a dictator for 15 years in Brazil, who said something like that, for my friends, everything, for my enemies, the law, right? So it's clear that if Lula sees Putin as a friend, so the law does not apply to a friend. And that's the principle that Brazil is following in domestic politics as well. Law has been applied in a totally unfair way. So Lula is showing a lot of things with those remarks, showing where Brazil thinks, where he wants to take Brazil, an alliance with China, Russia, Cuba, Venezuela. That's the position that he wants to stand in. And also he's showing what his conception of politics is. For my friends, everything. For my enemies, the law.
We come to the continuing story of the prosecution of those who broke into the Brazilian congressional building during the protests of the recent election. This happened January 8th of last year. And the question of this year, I get lost, of this year, 2023. And the news is Brazil's Supreme Court voted to convict the first three people to stand trial for the storming of government buildings on January 8th, sentencing them to at least 14 years in prison. There was no Congress in session at the time. That is a major distinction from what happened in the U.S. January 6, 2021. And yet the puzzle here is these prosecutions in the United States make the people who are being jailed more available, more celebrities than they were before as trespassers. Is that true in Brazil as well? And does this gain Lula da Silva's government, given how close the election is? This would seem to be making the division even deeper.
Yes, John, it's making the division deeper. It's showing also the cynicism and the hypocrisy that I just pointed out in Lula and his political current. The people that have been condemned are regular people, mostly poor people who just happen to be there. Okay, they shouldn't be there. But they just took part in that sort of invasion or breaking in into the Congress that cannot be classified as an insurrection because people were not armed. People didn't have any sort of proposal, any sort of demand to close or to change any sort of institution. It was an act of a foolish act of breaking into the buildings, but they are being condemned as they had a program for a coup d'etat, which is nowhere to be seen. They received very harsh sentences, which are harsher than the ones for drug traffickers and, let's say, common criminals. That's a scandal for many Brazilians who suffer daily with crime in their lives and see the same justice system and the same Supreme Court working to free drug traffickers, to free murderers, to free or to give light sentences to that sort of those sorts of people. I think this brings much more the sense of injustice, the sense that, again, the justice is different for according to your political affiliation and not according to the facts. So is one more I think it's one more nail in the coffin of justice and the rule of law in Brazil. First of all, the Supreme Court should not be addressing those cases because it should only address crimes by high authorities. Those people are not. Obviously, this should have started in the normal courts and then maybe go to the Supreme Court. But so they're breaking many precedents. There are no more precedents in Brazil. They are misapplying the law, and they clearly want to use that as a show trial. Well, look what happens if, not if you break into buildings, look what happens if you are against the left-wing government like the one we have now. People should recall that back in 2017, during a center-right government, Temer's government in Brazil, left-wing movements invaded Brasilia, and they set fire to a couple of ministries in the same area where the Congress is. Okay, they didn't break into the Congress or presidential palace, but it was a day of fire and riots in Brasilia. And three or four people were prosecuted, received very light sentences, nothing like this 8th of January show trial. So I think this is adding to the feeling that Brazil is living some sort of state of exception, okay, that the Supreme Court, in alliance with Lula and the cabinet, do whatever they want outside of the Constitution, outside of the law. And I think that's the feeling in the streets, whatever the press would say. But so it's not good at all for Lula.
I'm speaking with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and we're speaking of events in Brazil, we're going to turn to the big election in 2023, pending the election in Argentina, a strong neighbor of Brazil and a vital part of the America's economy. This is the New World Report. I'm John Bachelor.